بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام respected ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us favors and blessings and grace and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Mubarak month of Ramadan the Salaf al-Salihin used to say and they used to make the statement and they say that every day in this month of Ramadan is a special day And every day of this month of Ramadan is a special day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they mention this is the heart of the month of Ramadan. That Allah is giving certain favors and Allah is giving special mercies to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ لِي رَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتٍ فَتَعَرَّدُوا لَهَا That Allah is giving certain mercies to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is for us to present ourselves and receive and take from that mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, if we study the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can see how much of importance Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam attached to these last 10 nights of Ramadan. In fact, the riwayat in Bukhari Sharif, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions for us to understand that when the 10 nights of Ramadan came in, remember every night of Ramadan is important. From the time Ramadan started, every night Allah has kept such great blessing. Allah has kept such great rewards for the believer in these nights. But in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, like the ayat I've read in the khutbah, Allah has kept such a day. Or such a night in these last 10 nights, which the ayat mentions and the surah mentions that inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wama adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. That we learn in the verses of Quran in the surah where Allah teaches us about the night of power and Allah tells us this night of power. And what do you know about the night of power? Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Where Allah equates or says that one night of ibadah and one night of worship in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, this is equivalent to 1,000 months of ibadah. That is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates and she teaches us. The riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif for us to understand what did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And in a simple narration, she points out three things. She says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشَرُ مِنَ الرَّمَضَانِ When the last 10 nights of Ramadan came in, then Allah Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam شَدَّ مِئْذَرَهُ Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam tied his cloth. Meaning he did not engage with his family, he did not spend, you know, time with his family, he spent time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحْيَا لَيْلَى She said the second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam done. People generally want to know what to do in the last 10 days of Ramadan, or what can we do in this time? We look again into the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that to us was a perfect example, his entire life. His 23 years of Nubuwwat, his actions on different occasions and different times is an example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ Allah says in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a beautiful example. So whatever occasion or whatever time or whatever moments there were in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on different scales and levels of ibadah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah how to go about it. So even in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, number one, they say he tied his, you know, his cloth. Number two, ahya layla qulla. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, stayed up the entire night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is in these nights where we are going to find the night of power. It is in these nights where we are going to find the reward of standing up. Imagine one night of ibadah, a person can get reward for 1,000 months, which is equivalent to more than 83 years. If a person in his life has to do it for 10 years, then more than 800 years of ibadah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to give a person. These are not ordinary nights. These are not ordinary occasions. Sometimes we think that we have entered the last 10 and now we say, I'm going to begin to put my foot on the accelerator and slowly and gradually till I reach what we mashhuran and famously always want to, you know, keep it in our minds, that the 27th night of Ramadan, this is the night of Laylatul Qadr. So by the time I reach there, I would have reached a level. I would have come to a part or a occasion or a time now when I will be able to exert myself more. No, we have to study the Hadith Sharif of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to study the life, you know, of the Salafus Salihin. Study the life of the pious predecessors. Study the life, you know, of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, and the pious predecessors to understand the importance that they gave to these last 10 nights. Remember, there are many distractions in our life today, and there are many things that can take us away, and before a blink of an eye, then the month of Ramadan is over. If we ask ourselves the question, or if we say to ourselves now that the month of Ramadan just started recently, and it is already the 21st night of Ramadan, and many of us, we cannot account for what has taken place in these nights or in these days of the month of Ramadan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us this targhib and encouragement. Allah is giving us this encouragement in Quran. This is the mercy of Allah to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a person has made a necessary effort in the 20 days of Ramadan, he's standing in salah, you know, a person's tilawat of Quran, a person fasting, a person giving charity. After these 20 days, now Allah is saying that, O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a prize that is waiting for you. There is a prize that is waiting for you. You just have to exert yourself little more. The great scholar Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah used to say, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَيْ يَجْتَهِدَ فِي كُلِّ عَشِرٍ. He says that it is more beloved to me that a person makes ibadah in the entire 10 nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan instead of just making on the odd nights. This is how the Salafus Salihin, this is how the great scholars, this is how the great ulama, the Salaf of the past used to treat, you know, these nights of power, these nights of, you know, of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, where in fact it is mentioned that especially on the odd nights from the last 10 nights, and obviously these are the nights that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, taharraw laylatul qadr, he said, search for laylatul qadr in the odd of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. That it means the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, and the 29th. Either one of these nights could be the night of power. Either one of these nights could be that moment, could be that time when we are spending in salah, when we are spending in dua, that moment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could forgive each one our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can completely clean our slate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this understanding and ability that these 10 nights that Allah has given us and given for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these are great nights. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qama laylatul qadri imanu wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhamb. Such strength, such power Allah has kept in these nights that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person who stands up in these nights in ibadah, Allah will forgive the sins of the past that he has done. And kullu bani adam khata'un, every one of the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a sinner. He has done some sin, some wrong in his life. It is this time
that Allah is giving this opportunity where a person, you know, can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And that one moment in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can completely forgive all our sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can wipe our slates. So, ahya layla kulla. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, remember, we are talking about a human being who is in our belief that he was the greatest human being to traverse the surface of this earth. We are talking about that human being who Allah declares, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfir Allahu laka ma taqaddama min dhanbi wa ma ta'akhkhar. That Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was such a human being that Allah had created him. He was al-Mustafa, al-Mujtaba, the chosen of Allah. You know, the great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the one who reached the highest levels, and the one who Allah has made as his Habibullah, the most beloved. You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if he had to do any wrong, and it is our belief that he has not done any wrong, then he is forgiven for the past and for the future as well. And this Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is setting an example for this ummah as a means of ta'aleem, as a means of education, as a means of teaching the ummah what the ummah needs to do. Because the ummah is full of sin. The day of an ummati is in sin. The night of an ummati sometimes is in sin. A ummati becomes neglectful. He becomes unmindful. He falls into the traps of shaitan. He falls into the traps of dunya. So a person requires this. Allah has given this opportunity. Allah has given this chance that a person spends this time. And how did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narration of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ahya layla kulla. He spent the entire night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire night. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, the Salaf of a past, and one of the great scholars, you know, of his time, he used to say, Ya man dayya umaruhu fi ghayri ta'a. You know, what a loss a person is when he spends his life in other than the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, Adrik ma baqiya min Ramadan. Adrik ma baqiya min Ramadan. He's saying to the ummah as well, he's giving advice. He's saying that take and hold firm to what is left in the month of Ramadan. Wallahi, there's only few seconds, few moments, few hours, few days and nights that is left in this month. And Allah alone knows, because the controller of life and death is Allah. The controller of everything is Allah. Allah alone knows what is going to be the situation for the next Ramadan. Like we spoke, like we hear, like we seen, that those who were with us last year are not with us this year. And similarly, the same scenario and the same situation will happen next year. So he's saying, do not waste what you have in your life in the disobedience of Allah. أَدْرِكْ مَا بَقِيَ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ فَفِيهِ تَعْوِيدُ لِمَا فَاتْ. He's saying, in this is what a person can expiate, or a person can be forgiven, or a person can wipe his slate of what has happened in the past. So don't waste the last 10 nights of Ramadan. These are amongst the most important nights of the year that a person, you know, can spend, and a person can, you know, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. And then he goes on to say, and he says, فِيهِ تُعْتَقُ مِنَ النَّارِ. So important these nights are, that it is the means of emancipation and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. One of the things Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged us to do in this month, throughout the entire month, and more so in the last 10 days of Ramadan, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us that تَسْأَلُوا اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعُوَّذُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. He said, ask Allah to grant us Jannah. And when a mu'min is asking Allah for Jannah, and Allah grant us the stages of Jannah, he said that ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus, ask Allah for the highest stages of Jannah. And the second thing he said, and this is what the last 10 nights is, the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, that is Imam Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah is saying, that this is the occasion and the time when a person can get this freedom and safety, and he can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us from that. And then he says, it is also the occasion and time, وَتُغْفَرُ الدُّنُوبِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. He said, in this time as well, a person, you know, can get his sins completely forgiven, and whatever bad deeds he has done in his life. We have to take out the time, we have to sit, we have to ponder about this, we have to ask ourselves the question. Today we are actively involved in the aspects of the world, we are actively involved in dunya, we are actively involved in our businesses. We know that every time or every, there's an occasion, there's a time, there's a moment in business as well, when it reaches its peak, then we do not say to ourselves that we are going to slowly, gradually reach, you know, the top. We are going to go full out and we are going to give our everything. Allah has given us this opportunity. These are mercies. These are occasions. These are grace. These are fadals. These are mercies, rahmah. This is occasion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we, you know, put ourselves in this and we say to ourselves that in this time, I am going to dedicate to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. أحيا ليلة كلها وأيقظ أهلا. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry, fikr, concern was beyond his own self as only. His worry and concern, and this third part of it, was that he woke his entire family up in this time. That they too must take benefit, you know, from the mercy of Allah. Take benefit from what Allah is giving on this occasion. So these three advices Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha gives to show the importance of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, to show what a person needs to do in this time, the riwayat of Bukhari, that we need to spend this time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to spend this time in ibadat and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability. The Salaf used to say, and Sufyan Thawri rahimahumullah used to actually go on to say in this time, to give the importance, and he used to give more importance in this time, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, to dua and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even more than he gave to salah. Obviously salah is one part of it, a command of Allah, and a very important, as you know, part of our deen. But he used to say in this time that engaging in the night and sitting for lengthy periods of dua. Today every person, you know, has some situation in his life, has some difficulty in his life, has some problem in his life. This is the place, this is the occasion, this is the time where a person sits one-on-one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he turns to Allah, and he begs Allah, he beseeches Allah, he puts his cases in front of Allah. The great Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, who were the chosen servants of Allah, they used to put themselves in front of Allah. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. He said that I complain to Allah, I put my case in front of Allah, I put my difficulty and hardship in front of Allah. Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, rabbi anni massani ad-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah in dua. So we learn from these great, you know, scholars, we learn from these great anbiya, we learn from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we need to do and how we need to spend these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates again, when it came to the fact of what does a person need to recite in the last 10 nights. Remember, the 21st equally could be the night of power, just like the 23rd, just like the 25th, just like the 27th, just like the 29th. Either one of these nights could be the night of power, and either one of these nights could give us that reward of making ibadah for 1,000 months. Today we understand from the point of dunya, because we see and we achieve and we get when we make an effort. Wallahi, what Allah is prepared to give us in this, nothing of this world can buy, or not even one, you know, the entire world put together can be equivalent to one night that a person will spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Aisha radiallahu anha, when questioned and asked, you know, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what to recite in this night as well. It is the night of forgiveness. It is the night, you know, of crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah, you know, to forgive one's sins. Allahumma innaka afu. A simple dua. A person engages in this dua, in this night, in abundance. Even when you are out, you know, or you are walking around, or even, you know, when you are sitting in the house of Allah, or you are sitting and engaging in dua, then Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af. Where we are saying to Allah, oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. You are the one who loves to forgive, oh Allah. Allah is waiting. When human being is asked over and over again, yaghdab. He becomes angry and he says to the person, why are you asking me so many times? Isn't there a limit? And can you stop now? Or, you know, he begins to frown, he pulls his face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry with his servant when a servant does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting for the servant to turn to Allah. And that one second and one moment a person raises his hands, praises Allah in the best ways and in the best forms and in the best manners. In fact, dua is something that when a person is engaging in dua, he should begin by praising Allah. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is walking by a particular sahabi and he stops to listen. Now imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the Nabi of Allah, he stops to listen to how the sahabi is making dua. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun wa la tukhalituhu ad-dunun wa la yasifu al-wasifun wa la tughayyiruhu al-hawadith wa la yakhsha ad-dawa'ir ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal wa makail al-bihar wa 'adada qatr al-amtar wa 'adada warq al-asjar wa 'adada ma adlama 'alayhi al-layl wa ashraqa 'alayhi an-nahar wa ma tuwari fi sama'in sama wa la ardun arda wa la bahrun ma fi qa'ri wa la jabalun ma fi wa'ri. What is the method of making dua when we sit down? We are obviously sitting, try to have wudu when we are making dua. We are sitting, we are talking to Malik al-Mulki dhul jalali wal ikram. Today when a person enters, or when a person entered, or we read the incidents of the stories of people of the past, or today, if a person has to enter in, you know, to the company of a great leader, of a government, of the president, then he walks with such humility, he talks, and the very first thing he does, he begins to sing the praises of the person in front of him. And he says, what a great job you are doing, or what a great person you are, what an honorable person you are. Here we are making dua, we are asking from Malik al-Mulk, the king of all kings. We are asking from the greatest, that is Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the pattern. This sahabi is making dua. The pattern is to begin to praise Allah in our duas. We don't have to say it in Arabic. In any language, Allah is the one who has created language. If we do not understand the language of Arabic, then in English. If not in English, then in any other language that we speak or we understand, address Allah in the best forms, in the praise of Allah. That Allah, you are the one who no eye has seen. You are the one who the thoughts cannot, you know, you can, the heart cannot even take in, or the mind cannot even perceive. Nothing affects you, Allah. So this sahabi is praising Allah. As he completes, Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that give to him a gold bar for what he has done because of the dua that he was making. So praising Allah, firstly in our dua, sending salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then asking Allah for the ummah, for our families, for our parents, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously for hidayat, and then for the needs that we have. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, and obviously seeking forgiveness and asking Allah's forgiveness, because that is what the night of power is. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. And we saying to Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, O Allah, so O Allah, forgive me. In abundance we should recite this on these nights. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. So Allah, forgive me. You love to forgive, so Allah, please forgive me. So we learned simple from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the virtues of this night. From the ayat of Quran, we understand the virtues, the reward that Allah is prepared to give us, the actions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in terms of what he done on this night, and what should be recited on this night. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability, and may Allah allow us to use this last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. The greatest regret that a human being will have in akhirat, the greatest human regret that this ummati will have in akhirat when he leaves this world and he enters the eternal life of the akhirat, is that the nadama and the hasra that will go over him is that why did he not spend his time in remembering Allah, in calling to Allah, in worshipping Allah, in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give us the ability and tawfiq to understand. May Allah allow us to use these nights, these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, in ibadat, in worship. The forms and actions of worship ulama teach us is that a person engages in the recitation of Quran, a person engages in lengthy salah, a person engages in this, even in giving charity on these nights as well, And obviously last but not least, in engaging in plenty and a lot of dua. And then obviously there is different types of salat that a person could read, salatul tasbih, and you know, salatul hajah, and other types and forms of salah. And lastly, turning and in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.